This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and room for you, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app, if you would like to send in your thoughts that way. And we were discussing the, you know, kind of taking a look at the big picture of the election and here on Bristol County, what that means. And you can see, certainly if you want to listen, you can go back and listen to yesterday's third hour of South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. He had Tom Hodgson here in studio talking about the efforts and taking a victory lap. And you can hear that on the app or wherever you get your podcast from if you missed it. And also, Channel 7 came by and interviewed Tom. It's in the Fun 107 studio because Barry was busy in this studio at the time that they came doing his program. But you can see him feature there as well as some other folks here in Bristol County. The person who runs the Trump store there in Acushnet, the person who was out here in the parking lot with his truck and his flags. And I guess if that's what you want to do, I don't get it. But then again, I'm also, you know, I'm not the kind of person that's going to put reindeer antlers on my car at Christmas or a bunch of Patriots flags on it when they were in the Super Bowl either. So everybody can kind of, you know, do their own thing, I guess, as long as the flags aren't getting in the way of you being able to see out your windows. I'll never forget when I used to put fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror of every one of my cars. And I, you know, if I ever got pulled over, if there was ever a police officer or anything, I'd always like take them off and kind of hide them. And I was telling one of my police officer friends about that when he came into the diner. And he's like, you really do that? He's like, oh, we're not going to write you up for a fuzzy dice in the windshield. You know, unless you're being a jerk. It's like, but that law came about like back in the day when, you know, windshields were like portholes. And anything went hanging down. Like now, you know, you got your graduation tassel hanging down. It doesn't obstruct your view. But as long as, you know, your flags, your giant flags in the back of your truck aren't obstructing your view, whatever. Do you remember how bad blind spots used to be in cars? They're thankfully not as bad, but I've still got one in my car. In fact, I almost ran a poor woman over in the parking lot the other day. I'm slowly backing out. She happened to be just right in the one little spot that I couldn't see. And I was like, oh, sorry, blind spot. And she's like, no, it's okay. It's like, of course it's okay because I didn't run you over. Had I done so, it would have been a different story. I don't think you would have felt it was okay. So 508-996-0500. And I don't get fandom for a political candidate. I mean, I get support. I totally get that. But I don't get like needing to stand out, wave signs and have people honk horns at you. Like, that just seems to me like you're looking for validation. You're looking for attention. But I get it too. You get a sense of community of other like-minded people too. So there's that aspect of it. It's a social exercise as well as a political one. But what I really don't get is this really just jerk now in Hansen, who apparently just thinks that the rules don't apply to him. Because I forget where I was last night. I think I was doing some grocery shopping at Market Basket when it came through. But I got an email. Let's see. When did it come through? Oh, actually, it came last night, so I must have been chilling out at home watching TV. But I got this email, a statement from Hanson Town Administrator Lisa Green. And I was like, well, I know what this is about. I don't even have to open it up and read it. But then I did. And of course, it's about the guy that's projecting the message onto the Town of Hanson water tower. And if you remember, he had been putting up a pro-Trump message. I think it was just like a campaign poster type image. And the town said, you can't do that. That goes against our bylaws about using town property for political messaging. And he didn't turn it off. So then they had to bring in spotlights. And they spent thousands of dollars bringing in spotlights and paying somebody to be there 24 hours to keep an eye on those. But well, not 24 hours, but, during the time that they had to wash it out, couldn't really see it in the daytime. But they had to have somebody be there on site with those spotlights, and they were paying somebody overtime for that. And it was just a whole thing. And so they started fining him every day. And he eventually turned it off, but wouldn't agree to their request to sign something so that he wouldn't do it again. And here's why, because he's doing it again. According to Channel 7, WHDH.com, he's projecting an image of a skull associated with the Punisher comic book series with President-elect Trump's hair projected on it. So it's the Punisher skull with a Trump haircut. And so the town turn the spotlights back on to kind of wash out the image. And they're going to have to keep doing that. And they're going to have to start fining him $100 a day again. And so the statement, let me read you the statement here. It's not long. Earlier today, the town of Hanson discontinued measures put in place to block a political image being projected onto a town-owned water tower. By the way, this comes from Hanson Town Administrator Lisa Green. Regrettably, the party involved in the image projection resumed projecting today, and as a result, we have had to yet again take measures to block the projected image. We would like to reiterate that the town of Hanson does not endorse any political candidate, party, or platform in any election, and that town bylaws prohibit the display of political symbols or signage on government property. The town is duty-bound to enforce those laws, those bylaws, and is committed to taking whatever action is necessary to prevent future violations. Like, now the guy's just being a jerk. Whatever you might have thought before, he's intentionally being difficult. And I don't know how you can defend this. This isn't freedom of speech. He's been informed of the fact that there are bylaws, and he's just flagrantly violating those bylaws. He thinks the rules don't apply to him. And that's what's concerning about this. Is this going to be a mindset now? Because you've elected somebody, again, who feels that the laws don't apply to him. It's pretty much said as much. And now this is going to permeate through people like this jerk in Hanson. And by the way, the story here from WHDH and others that I saw, you know, the headline of the story on WHDH, lights back on Hanson Water Tower as Trump supporter continues to defy town, projects comic book logo with Trump twist. And I've seen a lot of people referencing in their stories and in their headlines that it's a comic book logo. But the Punisher skull has been co-opted. To mean other things now. There are alt-right groups that use that Punisher skull as their symbol. There are groups that support using firearms. How can I put this? People who are, well, no other way to say it, gun nuts, who utilize that symbol. And you see them on the back of people's cars. You see them on people's t-shirts. It has been co-opted to be more than just a comic book logo. So is this person projecting the image for that reason, or do they just, you know, see this somewhere and thought that it was a cool image? You know, the guy's not saying anything, so you don't know for sure. It's entirely possible that he may not be aware of the secondary meaning of that skull. He might not even know the primary meaning. He might not even be familiar with the Punisher. My guess is he probably is, though. He's probably familiar not only with the Punisher, but also with the, you know, the kind of secondary meanings that that symbol has taken on. And he's projecting that image, which is disgusting enough when somebody puts it on the back of their car. But now he's going to broadcast that onto the town water tower and cost the town money. Because I don't know if he paid the fines. I know they're charging him $100 a day, and I know people were raising money to give him to cover the fines, but I don't know if he actually even paid them. And why? What are you getting out of this? This is now you just trying to say that the rules don't apply to you. And if you think that the town washing out that image is them somehow impeding on his freedom of speech, well then, what happens when they put images up there that you don't agree with? Are you going to stand back and say, well, it's their right, it's their freedom of speech, which is, by the way, not what freedom of speech is about. But would you feel like if it's good for one perspective, it's good for all? See, that's the problem. The hypocrisy is already starting right out of the gate. Because I saw a lot of people posting yesterday who were saying, you know, we still have to be respectful of each other's opinions. We still have to, you know, you're still my friend, even if you think differently than me. And we have to be respectful going forward and respect each other's viewpoints. And yeah, you're all posting that because you're one. But before that, you were the people that were posting every day about Kamala Harris, how she got her job in the first place. You've been sharing nasty things for months, years. But now it's, oh, we've all got to get along. So you know what? I'm going to listen. I want things to be peaceful. I want people to get along. I want to have constructive back and forth conversations here. But at the same time, if things devolve, well, you had no problem with it before. So you're just going to have to deal with it now. Again, not my choice. You know, Mr. Miyagi didn't want to have to beat up the Cobra Kai. They forced him into it. And I'd rather not see people arguing and fighting and name-calling and all of that. But also, people aren't going to stand idly by. And you don't get to be hypocritical about it. As I said before, you know, we took phone calls every day about Joe Biden's cognitive decline, and he doesn't even know where he is, and every little gaffe, and Howie Carr every day with all the cuts that they would play from the different speeches and all the little mistakes. You better damn well believe we are going to be doing that about Donald Trump every day here. We will mark in real time his continued cognitive decline. And if you don't like it, that's okay. 9 o'clock, Chris comes on. He won't be doing that. 12:15, Barry's here. He's not going to be doing that. You want somebody that's going to be a cheerleader and rah-rah everything Donald Trump does? We give you 2 hours and 45 minutes of that every afternoon. And really 3 hours, because Bill O'Reilly will do the same. So you'll get that. If you want criticism where criticism is warranted, you'll get that here too. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break and we'll be right back. On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance. First you say you're too busy. I wonder if you even miss me now. Breakfast. That's the name of the band for those unfamiliar. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. A reminder too that we have a couple of contests running this week. If you are interested in getting ready for the holiday season, either one of these contests will certainly do that if you are the winner, because we have tickets to see Pentatonix at Mohegan Sun with their holiday show. And that's happening on November 14th. So you will get the chance to go down to Mohegan Sun and see one of the most talented a cappella groups you'll ever hear. And then we also have the giveaway for a family four-pack of tickets to Edaville, which opens up on Friday. So you can enter to win both of those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The contests are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Let's go to the phones here before we got to go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm okay, but I'm listening to you, and I don't know. I think this thing's really starting to get to you, isn't it? It's bad for your health, you know. You need to let it go.
No, I'm fine.
Well, I know you have to, because listen, if Trump didn't win, I'd be all over this every day. But I did say to you, if you remember, that I would accept it. If he lost, I would be angry, yes, because mm-hmm. I can read right through you. I know you got to get over it, though, because it's not healthy for you. It's not all just about the food and drink that we have. It's
wait, but, nerves and, but, you know, but yesterday you thought I voted for Donald Trump.
Well, I still think that you did.
But how can I be both? How can I vote for him? How can I secretly vote for him and then also be upset about it?
I don't know. So you can argue with me about it.
Yeah, listen, you and I will find things to argue about no matter what.
Well, hey, listen, I have a question, too, though, because I really don't know how these politicians, what they do now. So she's not going to be vice president. She's not going to be president. So Now, what does she do? Does she go back to an older job before, or she has no job? What does she do now?
Most politicians, you know, they end up getting jobs at positions, you know, they'll be put on the board of something, or they'll be, you know, visiting professors somewhere, or they get all these like kind of cushy positions that they don't really have to necessarily do anything for. But she has she just turned 60, so she's got the opportunity to do a lot of things. I think you might even see her hang around and try to make another run at it.
Well, yeah, she's young enough to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't see that coming for her.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think...
She was too mean and nasty this first time around. Sorry.
I think what you see in a lot of these positions is, certainly like somebody like Barack Obama, who had the chance to write books and work with Netflix and all that. Like, people will want to surround themselves with somebody that has that kind of experience. Or it might also be that she could start, you know, helping other people with their campaigns and you know, working with other folks and other organizations. There's a lot of possibilities. I don't think she'll want for a job.
Well, now that this is over, you know, the nasty, evil, communistic women on The View, it's killing them. And, you know, they need to just get rid of that show altogether. They're all evil.
You know, I cannot understand why conservatives are so upset about The View. I mean, you are really upset about, not just you, but I saw so many people posting about it. I'm like, you don't even watch The View.
I go in on purpose to see what they stand.
Well, you might, but I mean, some of the folks I saw commenting about it, I'm sure they've never seen it in their lives.
I do not, and this is the honest truth. I have no reason to lie. I don't go in, I don't watch every show. When I think of it, I go to see what are they doing, what are they talking about. And every single time I happen to go in to look, it's nastiness, such hatred. And if he would have gotten assassinated and he really died, they'd be happy about it. Now, if Kamala was killed and murdered, I wouldn't be happy about it. I wouldn't want to see anybody die. But those women, they're evil. You have to admit it. I'm not the only one saying that. There's a lot of people that hate those women.
No, there's a bunch of people that are saying it that are idiots because they don't even watch the show. And who cares what they say on a TV show?
I'm an idiot now.
I said they. I didn't say you.
You said a lot of people.
No, you just, you hold on. You just said that you watch it. So you actually have a basis of what you're saying. I'm saying I see a lot of people that are commenting about it that I know have never watched the show a day in their lives. They're idiots.
But I'm sure they've heard the comments that were made. People are talking about it on social media all the time.
So
they're so mean and evil, they can't see.
It's not, you don't have an opinion if you don't have any basis of fact to make your opinion on. You're just talking out of your ass at that point, which is what they're doing.
Okay, listen now. All the votes that he got, all those people, they can't all be wrong about him. Okay? Otherwise, Kamala would have won. And she didn't. So that shows you the votes came in. All those people that went to all those rally, it was overloaded. People even outside that couldn't get in, and they were all wrong, all of us.
That logic doesn't hold up because, yeah, you can have, you know, 75 million people that are all wrong. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. I'm going by what I see in here and everything here and Walz. Walz is a despicable, a disgusting man. And you know it's true, Mr. Weisberg.
I don't know that it's true. I think he's a wonderful person.
Did you say anything good about him? Is there anything good?
Yeah, I think he's a wonderful person.
You do?
No, you just don't like him from a bunch of stuff that you heard people make up about him. That isn't even true.
And it's all lies? It's all lies?
It's lies and distortions. Yep. Misrepresentations. Yep.
Oh,
yep. Do you remember when we had that conversation about the tampons? It was the legislator that put forward that bill. He signed it because the legislature passed it.
Okay, but the whole idea of it, come on. Now, what about the murdering of the babies? You know, you're saying, come on now.
Nobody's murdering babies.
When I hear people say, oh, this isn't about a woman's rights, it isn't. Because what Kamala should have been pushing more was prevention. There's so much birth control. You don't have to get pregnant and kill babies every single time you get pregnant. She should have pushed that more, and maybe I would have thought a little different about her. But it's women's rights. They have a right to do what they want with their body. I'm sorry. Prevention should have been discussed a lot more, and it was hardly ever mentioned.
It doesn't need to be mentioned because that's not what the issue is. The issue is the fact that once it does happen, where do you go from there? You can push prevention all you want. That's like ignoring the problem.
So in other words, we should not educate women and the younger girls that are coming up, the next generation.
You can teach people to be better drivers. That doesn't mean you can take the seatbelts out of the car.
Oh, Kamala approved it. We can have abortions all we want. Now, if she would have won, it would have been just terrible. We have to teach this new generation coming up.
Here's the thing. It's not terrible because it's none of your business. Whether or not somebody gets an abortion has nothing to do with you.
Life. I go on the side of life, not killing babies.
It's not your life to be concerned with. It has nothing to do with you.
Do you think it's healthy having abortion after abortion inside for a woman? She's going to be all screwed up inside.
Who cares? She's not you. It's not your problem.
She's not going to be able to have one.
You're just a nosy person that can't keep your nose out of other people's business.
Oh, my God.
It's got nothing to do with you.
Will you stop?
No, you stop. You're the person that is obsessed with what somebody else does with their body. You're obsessed with whether they get an abortion.
Women.
You're obsessed about what people eat. You're obsessed about what people do with their for their own personal enjoyment. You just have a real problem being able to live your own life and keep your nose out of everybody else's. And that's the bigger problem here. The bigger problem is you got a bunch of people that want to tell other people how to live when they don't live really good lives themselves.
I don't believe in killing babies. You can say everything else you want to say.
Well, listen, if somebody has a baby and somebody tries to kill it, I'm against that. Absolutely, 100%. Nobody should kill a baby that's been born. But if it's not born, it's not a baby.
No, you can't talk night and day. You're changing one minute from the next.
I haven't changed anything.
Yeah, you don't believe that. You don't think they should kill babies. Yes, you do. You do.
No, they don't. I said nobody should kill a baby after it's been born. Until it's born, it's not a baby.
And for the women on The View, they're not listening very well because Trump is not the one that's going to make that decision. He gave each state individual, they can vote the way they want. So they need to get off his back about that one, the abortion.
But here's the thing. They fundamentally believe that they shouldn't be voting about it because it shouldn't be something that's up to other people to decide for you.
They're killing another human being.
It's still got nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay, then, if there's prevention for cancer by being more careful about the things you eat and drink, which you don't like that I talk about that now, if you educate people,
because you just make stuff up, but go ahead.
You can help. What'd you say?
I said, because you just make stuff up, but go ahead.
I make stuff up about what, though?
You come at us with things that are unproven, things that are incorrect, things that have been dispelled by science.
Starting to come up. Did you hear your own news this morning about the cereals, how they want the dyes and stuff taken out of it? This thesis has been out for a long time, but they didn't put it out in the public. People have to look for stuff like that. So I'm watching what I eat, what I'm doing, and trying to advise other people, and you're upset about that.
Again, it's not your business. What people want to eat, what people want to do, not your business. Just learn to mind your own business and you'll be a lot happier of a person.
Listen, I don't go over to the abortion clinics and yell at women that are going in, don't do it, I'm not doing that. But I have my right to say that it's wrong and try to go for prevention. What is wrong with prevention? How can a human being go on ahead over and over and over and kill and take life over and over and over?
Because that's not the issue. Prevention is out there. Prevention already exists. You can put more money into it. You can put more emphasis and focus into it.
They don't want to do that.
But that's not the problem.
They're not going to protect themselves. Same thing for the men. If these men and women don't want to worry about having babies or killing the babies, then just go get yourself sterilized. There's always that, too, so that you can't have a baby. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with just letting people do what they want to do with their lives and keeping your nose out of it?
They are doing what they want. They are doing what they want. I can't stop them.
You're trying to.
You know something, Mr. Weisberg? It's a good thing your parents did not abort you. Isn't it a good thing?
You
got a chance to live.
It wouldn't matter if they did or they didn't. It wouldn't be your concern.
No, it wouldn't be my concern. But what is wrong with me trying to tell them to use prevention? What is wrong with that?
Because it's none of your business.
It has to be my business?
Yeah.
Mind your own business.
Yes, mind
so
your own business.
I have
business.
No opinion then. Anybody that gives their opinion, it's going to always be none of their business, right?
Listen, you can have your opinion about a lot of things. This is a private matter that has nothing to do with you. It's a private matter between the people that are involved, and they don't need to hear society's opinion on what happens.
You're mad that Trump won, and you're taking it out on me with all this yelling at me and everything else.
No, I'm yelling at you because of your holier-than-thou attitude about everything.
If she won, you wouldn't be yelling at me and talking to me like this, okay? You'd be saying to me, yeah, maybe they should be using prevention instead of killing the babies. You wouldn't be treating me like that.
You don't have any understanding of who I am.
And do you understand who I am?
Oh, I've got a pretty good idea.
I'm a nosy person. That's what you said I am.
You very much are.
I'm nosy. I'm nosy.
You've said as much yourself.
No, I didn't. You called me nosy.
You've said it yourself,
too. You said, I'm trying to tell people what to do.
You are.
I'm trying to inform people. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's none of your business.
All right. You have a good day now. I'll mind my business.
Mary.
To make you happy, I will mind my business the rest of the day.
Mary, I still love you.
Yeah, I know. I love you, too.
All right. You have a good day.
I still want to choke you. Okay, bye now.
All right. Don't choke me until you get your pizza. And then once you get your pizza, you won't want to choke me. You'll want to hug me because it's so good. Caller, hang on. I'm late for the news. Let me take that, and then we will get right to your call. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, let me turn it over to Phil.
After conceding the race, Kamala Harris vows to keep fighting. Healthcare workers saying no to COVID vaccines. And for the Ruby Slippers, there's no place like home.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Kamala Harris is conceding the presidential race to Donald Trump.
While I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Speaking from her alma mater, Howard University in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the vice president said her heart is full of gratitude for her supporters. Harris said she called President-elect Trump earlier in the day to congratulate him, and she's looking forward to a peaceful transfer of power. She also thanked Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota for his work on the campaign trail as her running mate. Some top members of the Harris-Walz campaign are giving themselves a blunt assessment of their efforts. Lisa Taylor has more.
Campaign surrogate Lindy Lee said losing to Donald Trump was a red wedding moment and a bloodbath.
So everyone is in a state of shock. Youth and Latinos and African Americans, a lot of them went over to Trump. So there's going to be a lot of soul searching in the next couple of days. I hope that we can do an honest assessment.
Lee said Democrats need to figure out what went wrong. She says one of Harris's biggest failures was not separating herself from President Biden when she told The View she wouldn't have done anything different than the president. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The story of Tuesday night's election was the minority vote. Brian Shook with the details.
Trump won a growing share of Latinos, and experts say it was the Republicans' messaging on the economy.
The argument that Democrats were a threat to the advances that that Hispanics had made.
SMU political analyst Cal Gilson says that shift towards the GOP was most pronounced in South Texas. Trump came out on top in Hidalgo County, which has historically been a Mexican-American stronghold. President Biden won that county with 58% of the vote back in 2020. I'm Brian Shook.
The White House says President Biden will address the nation this morning at 11. Biden spoke with Trump on Wednesday and congratulated him on his election victory. He also invited Trump to the White House to talk about a smooth transition of power. Trump's pending legal cases will most likely be dropped. NBC News reports the Department of Justice is moving to wind down Trump's criminal cases before he takes office. The move would fall in line with a longstanding policy that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. Attorneys for accused quadruple murderer Brian Koberger will ask a judge in Boise today to consider removing the death penalty as a punishment in the event their client is convicted. Koberger is accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November of 2022. Five out of six healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes say they're not getting COVID-19 boosters. A recent survey shows despite the fact that many healthcare workers view COVID as a serious health threat, they're not confident in the safety, effectiveness, and benefit of the COVID vaccine. The ruby slippers once worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz are being sold in an auction set to end next month. The shoes were on display at the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota until they were stolen in 2005.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back.
The shoes were recovered and returned to their owner, and the museum has been raising money in hopes of getting them back through the auction. The slippers have an estimated value of over $3 million.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins home in Boston to play the Calgary Flames tonight at 7. Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets at TD Garden on Friday. Patriots and the Chicago Bears Sunday in Chicago. Catch the game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another pleasant, mostly sunny day here on the South Coast. Temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. More sun and a high of 66 on Friday. A cooler weekend with temperatures in the 50s, but back up to the 60s in time for Veterans Day on Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
We'll go right back to the phones, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in the rule of law, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You say that it's not a baby until it's born, correct?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it gets a little bit more formed in the womb, yes. There should be a cutoff point. It shouldn't be that a person can have an abortion, you know, past a certain point.
Well, it doesn't matter how far along they are. If you kill a woman that's pregnant, you are charged with a double homicide. So right there negates your society obviously says it's a baby from conception.
No, a law that they made to be able to charge a person with something that's a little bit stronger, to give that law more teeth, doesn't negate the science.
The science is it's a living being as soon as it's conceived, a separate entity that you have no right to abolish.
That's your opinion.
Because it's a inconvenience. You want to play, you pay. You end up getting pregnant. You take care of the child.
That is such a myopic point of view for it. That's not every situation in which someone gets an abortion.
You give it up for adoption if you do not want it. It's a very rare case that someone gets an abortion because they're going to die, and you know that.
If you get a tapeworm that's alive, should they take that out, or should that just be allowed to live in you until it consumes
that's
every part of your body?
Not a human being. Stop being
Neither
facetious.
Is a fetus.
Yes, it most certainly is. You were one.
I'm going to give you the same advice.
You are a moron, and you are evil.
And you are banned. Don't call my show again. You are an idiot who decides that they're going to call in and call people names and then hang up on them because you're a baby. Don't come to play if you're not going to play. You're going to call in and you're going to hang up. I'm the one that hangs up on people here, not you. And you know what? If you've got a small-minded, bigoted approach, don't call my show. This is for open-minded people. This is for people that actually have some intelligence behind what they think. This is people who actually look at facts and information, not for people that just repeat stupid memes and also, you know what? It's not a place for religion either. You have every right to have your own religion, but you're not bringing that as your backup for information. All right, you're going to call back? You wanted to call back? All right. There you go. Hold on. Turn down the radio. Did you realize that you called back?
And also, you know what?
Hello?
Hi, you got to turn down the radio. I can't hear you.
You have every right to have your own religion.
It's me.
I know, but you got to turn down the radio. I can't hear you.
You banned me, remember?
Oh, I was trying to give you a chance to finish what you were saying. Oh, you are such an idiot. You really are. What are you, five years old?
What are you, five years old? You're on the air calling me names. I called you one name.
Oh, so
you can't handle it? You called that other guy all kind of names.
Oh my God. Do you interact with other people? I feel so sorry for the people that know you.
You most certainly didn't call that other guy names?
That wasn't a guy, first of all. That was a lady, so maybe you're the one insulting.
Whatever it was.
Okay, well, let me make a suggestion.
You're calling the names.
I'm on till 9 a.m. You can turn the radio off and come back when Chris is on at 9.
I will.
All right. Have a good day. 508-996-0500. Let me take this guy here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
There you are. Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you started a fire on this morning. So I figured I'd chime in. One of the first things I started seeing with this election is there's been a lot of states, I think 7 different states, that codified it into their constitution to start to protect the right to abortion. And these aren't just left-wing blue states. This is the state of Arizona, the state of Nevada. They emboldened this and embodied this into their constitution so that the United States Supreme Court and the President of the United States cannot take it away any longer. So even though Donald Trump put people in the Supreme Court to negate it on the federal level, he empowered the state. And this is not, you know, to discredit Donald Trump or praise Donald Trump. I'm just saying the actually strengthening in certain states.
You're cutting out on us. Yeah, I lost you. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. You get to a better spot. I'm going to take this quick break, and then we'll go right back to you when we come back. All right, back to that call. Hopefully you're in a better spot now.
Yeah, how am I?
Sounds good.
All right, perfect. So what I was saying was this whole abortion issue, it's all because of Donald Trump, the Supreme Court, and kicking it back to the states and overturning Roe versus Wade, which federalized it, right? So Roe versus Wade basically federalized it across the entire country. But what happened was it forced states to take this issue on its own. And what we're seeing, at least in this election, and it'll probably be in subsequent elections going forward, is states are actually codifying this and embodying it into their constitutions now. So now that completely isolates it from the influence of the President of the United States and the Supreme Court. And this isn't even just like places like California and Massachusetts. This is Arizona. A state that is red, very conservative state. Places like Nevada, a very conservative state. They're embodying this into their constitution. But so this is a good thing, because now you kind of like negate the federal influence and put it more in the localized, at least statewide, and it's embodied in the constitution. So even laws can't overturn this.
Well, but I think the fear is if they did make a federal ban, it doesn't matter what your state constitution is, that would now override it.
If they made a then that would have to be overturned. That would be challenged at the Supreme Court, because does the federal ban negate a state constitution and infringe on the 10th Amendment? That would be the argument. The argument would be the federal government doesn't have the right to take that away per the 10th Amendment. They'd say that's a state's rights issue. This has nothing to do with the federal ban.
But the concern is that this current Supreme Court, which is probably going to be the Supreme Court for a long time now, is not going to do that.
Understood. I mean, that's the argument that they would have to make, because I believe that if that ever came up with a federal ban, that they would say this is a 10th Amendment. And then that you could throw in the face of every conservative out there who are big time champions of the 10th Amendment. Because now you're going to say, listen, this is a 10th Amendment issue. I thought you guys were all in favor of states' rights. So that's where that argument would happen. In regards to people saying that, you know, this is murder. Abortion's not murder if you can make an exception for it. Because murder, by definition, is the taking of an innocent life. And you can't make an exception for it. You're like, well, I killed him. Well, it's okay as long as that innocent person did this or didn't do this. You can't kill an innocent person and not call it murder. But conservatives consistently say there are exceptions for abortion, mainly the life of the mother or rape and incest, even rape. So if you think that abortion is murder, but you can make an exception for the a rape, isn't that child, the rapist child, still innocent?
you're killing an innocent person. You're killing an innocent baby. You're not really calling it murder. You're using the term as an excuse to infringe on another person's privacy. That's my issue with it, right? It's not murder if you can make exceptions for it. Murder, there's no exception for murder and taking the innocent of a life.
It's not a moral issue either, because your morality doesn't apply. Morality is something that society has agreed upon as being moral and being a more. And this is not an issue that has been decided in such a way. So it's not even a morality issue either when people use that. I gotta hold you there because I got to take one more break.
All right, sir.
You have a good day. And we will take more. Sorry, we'll take more of your calls coming up, but I got to get this break in before the end of the hour.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.